The state Supreme Court has rejected the arguments of lawyers representing a Milwaukee boy who ingested lead paint chips and dust while living in a local apartment 11 years ago. The plaintiffs asked the High Court to reverse decisions made at the circuit and appellate levels that blocked the plaintiffs from suing over any alleged design defect in the lead paint pigment. But the Supreme Court has ruled 6-0 to support the lower courts. The ruling pleases the defendants in the case, including the Sherwin-Williams Company. Company attorney Tony Diaz says the clarification is welcome.
Especially with the court's analysis here, you know that lead is an inherent part of lead pigments. So you can't say that there was a defective design of those lead pigments simply because they had lead in them.
But the new ruling does not affect a 2005 Supreme Court decision that gave lead-poisoned families the right to sue former manufacturers of lead pigment for injuries without having to identify which company actually poisoned an individual. Several of those cases in federal and state court will now proceed. Plaintiff's attorney Peter Earle says the arguments there involve manufacturer negligence and a failure to warn people about the hazards of lead.
In fact, it's virtually undisputed that none of these manufacturers ever warned anybody about the dangers of lead pigment, even though they knew all about it.
Earle says the Supreme Court has also given his side a victory, namely by declining to accept the pigment manufacturer's claims that the lead pigment was substantially changed when mixed into paint. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.